If you look around the market but can't find the source of the yield, it's because you are the yield, tweeted Jamison Lopp. The saga still continues. That's today on the Decrypt Daily.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, the 13th. Well, I just realized that. It's May, obviously. And it is 2022. The year did not change. I'm recording this at 10:31 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. We're going to get into those crypto prices, and today we're going to go over the timeline of all of the events with Luna leading up to yesterday, which was very, very interesting. Let's get into those crypto prices. We have Bitcoin sitting at $30,723, up 8% in 24, still down 15% on 7. Ethereum's at $2,119, up almost 10%. Tether is number 3. Binance Coin is at 310, up 15%. And USDC is number 5. Running off the top 10, we have XRP, Cardano, Solana, BUSD, and Dogecoin. The total market cap, we're at $1.32 trillion, which is up 10% overall. A BTC dominance of 44.2% and an ETH dominance of 19.4%. Moving into our story today, what we're going to do is we're going to go through the whole timeline of Luna. TradingView.com. They wrote up a great outline, a great summary of everything that happened starting back on December 6th, going up until yesterday. So bear with me, I hate reading things, but this is very important to get through. Let's get into it. December 6th, 2021. Lunatics send prices rallying. Terra Luna's crypto coin outran last week's crypto crash with a flirt with the top 10 spot. The token soared 80% in a week, bucking the crypto crash, which wiped out $300 billion off of market's overall value in just a few days. A network upgrade in October has reduced the supply by burning over 93 million Luna tokens, and changes to his payment network last week built on the excitement. Luna overtook SHIB and Avalanche to become the 11th biggest cryptocurrency, claiming faster transaction speeds and lower fees. January 10th, 2022. A terrific weekend. The altcoin era is seemingly upon us, and Terra just invested $139 million to make sure it's ahead of the curve. Prices jumped 11% on Sunday to reverse a 7-day losing streak that swept over most of the crypto market and erased $1 trillion off its market cap. It's spending $139 million to expand its uses and stay relevant. The investment is in decentralized stablecoins, Luna and UST, as it tries to dominate the stablecoin market. JP Morgan thinks altcoins like Terra will take over Ethereum's 70% DeFi domination in 2022, so watch this space. January 31st, 2022, Terra gets caught on the wrong side of the looking glass. Terra's investors are wondering when they can still have the Mad Hatter's Tea Party after his native token gets dragged into last week's Wonderland drama. The Luna token tanked 33% last week, in the week's worst 7-day period since May. It's pretty much the only crypto to skip Friday's recovery, closing down 7% instead. It got drawn into the Wonderland woes. News hit last week that the CFO of Wonderland is a convicted felon. As a result, Danielle Sestigali, the founder, pushed out the CFO, but it wasn't quite enough to quell the unrest. It turns out Sestigali also founded Abracadabra, which was a DeFi protocol where users can take their Terra stablecoins in return for Abracadabra minted coins. Terra investors now do not trust Sestigali associated platforms. February 24th, 2022, some terrorific funding. Haha. Terra Luna jumps to the top of the day's gainers after nonprofit organizations supporting the token's underlying network, Terra Protocol, completes one of crypto's largest ever funding rounds. The Luna token dominated Wednesday's crypto gains with healthy recovery of nearly 9% to take its weekly gains up to 21%. At last, it joined the other cryptos and fell off sharply Thursday because Russian troops entered Ukraine. The Luna Foundation has raised $1 billion through the sale of Luna tokens. The nonprofit was set up in January to support the Terra blockchain, and the funds were used to establish blockchain-dominated Forex Reserve, UST, Terra's biggest stablecoin. The ultimate goal is to ensure long-term stability of UST. LFG, Luna Foundation Guard, explains, the reserve assets can be utilized in instances where protracted market sell-offs deter buyers from restoring the UST peg parity. March 2, 2022. Terra tops the February's charts. Terra's native token knocked February out of the park as declining supply pushes up the price. The Luna token ended February up 75% for its best month since August of last year, flirting with the $100 mark for the first time since December. The price surge has made Luna the second largest staked digital asset among all major cryptos, taking over Ether with more than $28 billion staked value. Solana holds the top spot with $40 billion. March 10th, Luna stakes the moon. We know cryptos made an impressive rally on Wednesday, but Luna's recent gains have been truly out of this world. Luna soared 16% on Wednesday to come $2 away from its all-time high, which it reached in December. The crypto is now enjoying its third consecutive week of gains, now up over 100% since February 21. Terra is also riding the coattails of the boom in the NFT industry. Sales of NFTs jumped by an eye-watering 21,000% in 2021, to hit over $17 billion just from $80 million in 2020. April 4th, terraforming to the top. Terra's native token, Luna, reaches an all-time high after the Luna Foundation goes on a Bitcoin buying rampage. Luna rose 10% over the weekend as the token continues to soar in market capitalization, putting the burners on to pass XRP into the number 8 on the list. The token has now rocketed 131% since January 31st low of $44 and is now entering price discovery mode. Could Bitcoin ecosystem be terraformed by Luna? The price movement of Luna comes during a week where LFG just bought more BTC, this time adding 5,000 to its pile, and now holds 30.7 thousand BTC. How much is that? $1.4 billion. This puts LFG only 12,000 Bitcoin behind Tesla in terms of hodlings. April 19th, 2022. Luna logs another milestone. Yep, you guessed it. Terra adds another $5 million worth of Bitcoin to its reserves and gets a new title for its trouble. It seems not a week passes without Terra topping up on Bitcoin. At current prices, Terra's 42,500 Bitcoin is worth around $1.7 billion, meaning that the crypto company is now breathing down the neck of Tesla's stash of 43,000 Bitcoin. It's now more than halfway to its initial $3 billion target of Bitcoin reserves. Looking further ahead, though, founder Do Kwon wants to hit $10 billion worth of Bitcoin reserves. This is mostly to back the stablecoin UST, taking a different approach to Tether's USDT, which is backed, allegedly, by fiat. Luna rocketed 17% to a great start of the week, and its UST overtook Binance's stablecoin BUSD to become the third largest in terms of market cap. Do Kwon is a man on a mission. April 27th, 2022. Luna lights some fireworks. Crypto custody firm Fireblocks sees crazy demand after opening Terra's door to big shot investors. Around $500 million has jumped into Terra since Fireblocks became the first platform to provide institutional level access to dApps on Terra, letting big businesses poke its head into the DeFi space. Luna, however, is down 9%, but the token is still managing to outperform Bitcoin in the wider crypto market this year. May 9th, 2022. The DPEG nightmare. Terra stablecoin UST struggles to keep its dollar peg under the stress of a recent market volatility. UST dropped to a low of 98.5 cents on Saturday and has yet to fully recover. While it's kind of normal for stablecoins to occasionally lose their dollar peg briefly, UST has now spent 3 days unable to keep parity. The cause seemed to be rooted in a large dump of UST on lending protocol Anchor and DeFi protocol Curve. There's a conspiracy brewing too, even though it's on Twitter, but fans are thinking that's a coordinated attack. By dumping UST, bringing down the price of Luna 21% over the weekend, the alleged attacker were able to short Luna with a big fat W against the market. Terra is going to need to dig into its reserves when the algorithm struggles under extreme conditions. Algorithmic stablecoins keep their peg by using smart contracts to artificially control the supply and demand, but Terra has over $3 billion in Bitcoin in its reserves to cover the nightmare of its smart contracts. May 10th, 2022, the dark side of the moon. The moon has truly left Terra's orbit, sending the ecosystem into disarray as stablecoin UST loses grip on gravity. Luna tanked an astronomical 52% on Monday, hitting its lowest point since September of last year, as UST completely loses its hold of its dollar peg, crashing to 61 cents on Tuesday morning. It's taking everyone down with it, including Terra's most dominant protocol, Anchor. It's down nearly 50%. The Luna Foundation Guard is here to do its job. The council is dipping into its reserves, unloading 28,000 Bitcoin or $750 million to buy up UST to get its dollar peg back. It's kind of why LFG was created. UST actually depegged last year too, but the stakes were much lower, with only $2 billion worth of UST in circulation versus the $18 billion now. Also May 10th, 2022. The UST fallout. In the face of Terra's UST's depegging nightmare this week, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen takes a chance to label stablecoins as a significant risk that we'll have to deal with. Yellen made the example of UST's recent collapse in a Senate committee meeting to outline her stance on significant and rapidly growing risk stablecoins. The Treasury will release a comprehensive report on the sector, which is likely to stress that Congress should work towards stablecoin legislation by the end of 2022. As of Wednesday morning, UST was down to a shocking 25 cents on multiple exchanges. It's not quite clear how much capital in Bitcoin has been deployed by Terra so far to keep UST back up to its dollar peg. But apart from a brief spill at 92 cents on Tuesday, it is yet to find stability, and investors are fleeing fast. Luna is now down 95% since the start of the week. Yep, you read that right. And people are wondering if it will drop below a dollar. The cascade of events that have led to the capitulation of Luna is a reminder how volatile the crypto space still is. May 12th, 2022. Yesterday. It's actually going to zero. For years, crypto going to zero was just a meme, a thing of BitConnect days. Now lunatics are in turmoil, as the token sits not even a nickel above that price. Terra collapses as Luna drops to as low as 2 cents, meaning it's down 99.9% since the start of the week. UST still can't find parity. It's sitting at 60 cents. Is there a way out for Terra? CEO Do Kwon claims that repegging solution is to absorb the dumping of UST supply with Luna. Because of this, a mammoth amount of Luna has been minted in the past few days, with total supply now in the trillions. With that sort of supply, it's going to be hard for the token to even dream of its former prices. At this point, we could be witnessing the death of a major cryptocurrency. But can crypto weather the storm? Bitcoin hit a near 18-month low at $25,400 on Thursday. The shockwaves are ripping through the whole market. The whole market dropped 16% in under 36 hours. Forget the winter of 2018. This is the spring of 2022. And finally, today, May 13th, 2022, Terra lays its Luna and UST tokens to rest, halting its blockchain somewhat fittingly on Friday the 13th. Block number 7607789 called the crypto coroner on Thursday evening as Terra holded its blockchain to mark the end of a gruesome four-day capitulation that saw investors lose up to 99.9% of their earnings. At the time of halting, Luna was only worth 0.008 cents, and the stablecoin was 19 cents. Validators tried to restart the heartbeat of the blockchain earlier than day, but it seems like it's too late. Terra's crisis management clearly failed. Its Bitcoin reserves came up short. While the decision to mint trillions of Luna to absorb the shock of UST's depegging was an act of martyrdom for its native token. There's still a couple questions out there. At Ryan Lyon tweeted, genuine question. What happened to the $3 billion of Bitcoin held by LFG? Remember, we only heard about $750 million being dumped into the market to try to keep parity. Where is the other $2 plus billion of Bitcoin? At Rich from ERC20 tweeted this, Do Kwon dissolved Terraform Labs domestic corporation in South Korea on May 4th. The timing is immaculate for this to be a coincidence. The lack of communication from Do Kwon also may signal that he's gone into hiding. Could this have been a planned exit scam all along? And finally, CZ Zhao tweeted about why he halted trading of Luna. He tweeted this, at Binance, we prioritize user protection. We made the decision to suspend Luna and UST trading, and here's why. An exponential amount of Luna were minted due to flaws in the design of the Terra protocol. Their validators have suspended the entire network, resulting in no deposits or withdrawals possible from any exchange. Some of our users were unaware of large amounts of newly minted Luna outside of the exchange and discarded by Lunit again, without understanding that as soon as deposits were allowed, the price would likely crash further due to the significant risk we suspended trading. While Binance always aims to be neutral, helpful, and protective of all users and industry peers, we typically refrain from commenting on other projects. I will break that rule this time. I am very disappointed with how UST Luna incident was handled, or not handled, by the Terra team. We requested their team to restore the network, burn the extra minted Luna, and recover the UST peg. So far, we have not gotten any positive response, or much response at all. This is in sharp contrast to Axie Infinity, where the team took accountability, had a plan, and were communicating with us proactively, and we helped. We know that there's different opinions in the community. We felt suspending trading was the best way to protect our users at this time. We will continue to monitor the situation closely 24/7. All actions will be announced on Twitter at Binance. So, as of right now, that's where we are. The Luna saga still continues. Do Kwon is not tweeting. The Luna Foundation is not tweeting. Be careful, because Luna scam Twitter sites that looks like the Luna Foundation are asking for wallet addresses so they can probably scam you out of something. I don't know what, but scam you out of something. CZ Zhao and Binance stopped trading, but only after people started aping in, thinking 2 cents was the lowest it can go, and they bought into the coin, hoping to make some quick gains as the network would turn around, not knowing, however, that they just minted trillions of tokens to flood into the market. What is going to be the result? What do you want to see happen? Is Do Kwon a criminal? Is he a scammer? Is he just incompetent? Is this just a bump in the road? Or is this something bigger? Is this something that we really need to address? With regulations? Or with oversight of the crypto industry? This is going to go down as one of the biggest crypto scam / hack / failure of all time. I want your opinions. Matthew Aaron at Decrypt.co. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. I'll be back tomorrow with our weekend update. And until then, happy hodling, everyone.